Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. It's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. Have any questions about the lesson, we'll do our best in the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So thank God for all you listening to us at this 7:01 Central Standard Time hour here in the United States. We welcome all of you that are listening far and near, no matter what country you're in. Welcome to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. And for those of you that follow us, you know it is Sunday, the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee and sisters. And as we await until they come on, I just want to say, and this is something I have failed to announce, that, you know, when you're listening to us, whatever page you're listening to us on, whatever you're listening with onto us, there should be a follow button. And if you hit the word follow, it should ask for your email information. And what that does is that when you put in your email information, what happens is that whenever we do a broadcast, it will automatically notify you on your email that we're doing a broadcast. So I thought I would put that in there. It's been, I'll tell you the truth, it has really slipped my mind to even announce that on there. But yes, when you see the word follow button, that's for those of you who want to follow us or follow the broadcast rather. And when you click on it, it's going to ask for your email information. You put it in. And so what that means is that every time we do a broadcast, you will be notified through your email. Amen. So that's what that's about. I thank God for another blessed day, another opportunity he's given us to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with those of you that are listening far and near. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you and your loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been having some rather cooler temperatures. We are grateful for that. Thank God for that. We are in the season of fall. Amen. And I want to say that, you know, for those who are listening, there are different drinks that you can drink to get your autoimmune system up, especially as we get ready to head in toward the wintertime, such as one juices where you get orange and lemons and a ginger root and a turmeric plant or root, and you can put it in a mixer, or, you know, if you got a juice of not, I think you can also put it in a regular blender, but you're going to have to add a little water to it. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because there are some things we can do ourselves to help ourselves out in, you know, boosting up our immune system. And what has happened is that we have become totally dependent, some of us rather, have become totally dependent on, quote, going to the doctor, okay? When, you know, our Lord is so wise. You know, many times when I see and discover things that God has done and what he did that is beneficial to us, I just be in awe about the wisdom of God. Now, sometimes we look at fruit as being just fruit and food just being food, but we fail to understand the medicinal properties in these foods or these crops and all this and these fruits that God created. He created it not just to be edible or for us to, for our hunger, but there is health qualities in these fruits, in these different crops that God has blessed us. You know, it's herbs referred to in the Bible. there is medicinal properties in it, okay? And as a people, many times, you know, and I have to go more specific, some of us as Christians, we have become, you know, and doing as the world as well. We become dependent on the doctors. Now, we have, you know, at a certain time each year on my job, they ask you, do you want to take a flu shot? Well, I've never taken a flu shot, and I always decline. I don't jump on people cases that do, okay? But I've had, you know, a couple people, because I decline, they wants to try to jump on my case because they figure like that's the only way you'll be protected. And I told them, I said, if you will work on boosting your immune system up, that's the key, okay? You know, and much of those flu shots, really they just giving you the strand of flu to build up your body against it. Where everybody can't take that. Everybody's body can't take that. They have, you know, you have allergic reactions. You have certain reactions to it. And, you know, there are people who have taken the flu shot and was, they say, was sick as a dog, okay, just like they was with the corona shots, okay? They were sick as a dog. So I didn't jump on them. I don't jump on their case. But, you know, you have people to elect that want to jump my way. And I just tell them, listen, keep your immune system up. And what has happened as people, many of us don't want to go and do some things for ourselves that we need to do to keep our immune system up. So what do? Is that we get an eye chew, now we quickly want to run to the doctor, okay? And I'm not here on this broadcast trying to, quote, bash doctors, but I'm here to let you know that there's going to come a time, what if you can't get to the doctor? What if you don't, quote, have the money to get to the doctor? What are you going to do? Just throw your hands up and give up? So we got to consider a possibility. But the greatest of that thing is that we got to understand that Jesus wants us to be healed. And we have to see what he provided for our healing. Before there was ever a surgeon, before there was ever a human physician, guess what? People, Jesus brought and caused fruits and herbs to come forth for the blessing and benefit of man, okay? Because understand this, during those times when the Lord caused the earth to bring forth them herbs and back during the times of the Moses and all them, that what kind of surgeons did they have, okay? What kind of doctor and physician did they have, okay? Okay, what kind of technology did they have? And we thank God for many of the technological things that's going on today in the field of medical science. But, however, they're not to be 100% dependent on. And this is what people miss out on. God bless you, sister. How you doing?
God bless.
Amen. So that's what I'm telling you, people. I pray that you will hear this. You know, as we get ready to come in toward the winter season, there's things you can do to boost your immune system. And we have to get off, you know, let's be honest, the lazy trail and get up and go and do it, okay? And the Lord has blessed us. There's medicinal properties in fruits and in the food, the herbs that God had to come from the earth. So we need to look at that, people, okay? Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, brother. How you doing?
Well, I'm learning how to trust and trust more and more, which means to submit and submit and submit more to the head, the chief cornerstone, the Lamb of God, the soon coming King. So in this days, we have the choice to learn how to trust him in every way and everything, because greater faith is going to be required as time goes on.
Amen.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Amen.
Shalom. Shalom, America. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
It is a good thing today as we are challenged by faith in God through Christ. And every day, there are challenges coming. Amen. Challenges from every source, mm-hmm. and confrontations, and even persecution and death in some parts of the world. The gospel,
mm-hmm.
the gospel of Jesus Christ, and those that believe it of their hearts. I wonder, beloved, as I speak today, Chicago, the Windy City, and the call of John the Baptist when he was first upon the earth, and he was a forerunner of Christ, but also a warner of things to come and awakening in his day. Now he's coming the second time, which most people don't know, that John is coming a second time and had his second mission as the Elias to fulfill prophecy in Malachi and Isaiah and Revelation about the second coming of Christ and his second coming as the forerunner. Now, we're glad today, Celeste. You know, we're glad we have this liberty and freedom. I keep repeating this, and most people don't understand why I keep repeating stuff because I know they don't get it, and all these things are coming upon us so quick, and they say, well, yeah, somebody told me, but I didn't pay much attention to it. You know, I didn't listen. They just, you know. But when I said things over and over again, that means it's urgency and it's coming quickly.
Amen.
Things are coming quickly. And we say quickly. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Things are coming to pass. Now, Handmaids Tonight, I welcome you from around the world. And this broadcast, Talk Block, whether it's not just on here just to get fame or get money or some program, it is about to tell you about the coming of the Lord Jesus and the coming of his messenger to warn and awaken the world. So we're not here for any alternative purpose like give $1,000, give $10,000, or do anything like that. However, God's work does require money upon the earth. We know that. Everything we do basically on the earth requires money. But we're not here to spend our time on you telling you about how you can be made a $2 million, $3 million, you can become a billionaire. After a while, even though God makes people rich in this earth and he's not against prosperity, the goal of the Christian's life is not to be a millionaire or billionaire. Even though God may bless some people and use people in wealth. But your goal is not to accrue wealth. It's to bring the kingdom of God to people and prepare people to meet Christ. That doesn't mean God wants you to be poor and raggedy and downcast. No, that's not his will.
Yeah.
But don't set your goals and your hope on what's being preached and teaching now as a popular gospel. I call it the popular gospel. Anybody know about the popular gospel? Anybody know about the popular gospel that's being preached in many areas? No?
No.
You know? Money and wealth. And money. Money and wealth. And they center on this. And they focus on this like this is the goal of Jesus Christ. That's not the goal. That's not the purpose. You're alive. Even though the Lord might release certain wealth to his people, that's not the center of your life, nor should it be. Now, money going to pass away and the world going to pass. The lust and all things. The bank's going to fail. Wall Street going to fail. When you lose and people have wealth, and when they lose all their wealth, what is their hope? It's coming. Like in 1929, people jumped out the window. When Wall Street failed and all their stocks failed, they jumped out the window to commit suicide because all their hope was in their gain.
Wow.
There's a scripture, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and added no sorrow with it.
Amen. Amen.
He make us rich and get prosperity to his people.
Mm-hmm.
But what purpose does he do that? And what source does it come from? Now, understand that there's two sources where all things in the earth happen. There are two sources. One comes from the throne, the presence, and the word of God, and some, and the other part comes from the devil. Do you know not the devil is passing out money like you never know in the earth? Now, I know you don't believe that. But the devil can make you a billionaire. You know that?
Amen.
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 And I'm not against money. Because people say, oh, you're against money. No, I'm not against money. I'm against what Jesus says, the love of money is the root of all evil.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Making money and wealth your goal of life. You know, the rich man that died in the book of Luke, and he was building his wealth and building his wealth, but he forgot about one important thing. As he was building his business of wealth in Luke, he was not rich towards God.
Amen.
Now, what, you could be rich towards this world, be poor mm-hmm. towards God, and not rich towards God. That means
Amen.
You left out something that's very important.
Amen.
And you got tricked in thinking that money was going to deliver you where it really counts. You want to know something about wealth, why don't you study the life of King Solomon? He was the richest man in the world. And he got all his wealth straight from Jehovah. He didn't get it no crooked. He didn't get to no gambling. He didn't get through deceiving. All of his wealth, King Solomon got it. He was the richest man. He was blessed by Jehovah.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you a reason why the Lord gave King Solomon not only wisdom, which most people need more than most. You know, you are the richest man in the world if you're the wisest man in the world. Wisdom comes before wealth. You know that. Wisdom of God comes is the most wealthy thing you can have. The wisdom
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Well, it said wisdom is to be preferred more than gold and silver, than all the wealth in the world. The wisdom of God.
Amen.
But the wisdom of this world is saying, you know, God wants you to be a millionaire, and God wants you to be this, and this popular gospel, and it's gotten out of hand. It's really gotten out of hand, this popular gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't... And the Lord was telling me years ago how the devil going to get people's mind on being wealthy and getting money and loving money more than loving him. And
mm-hmm.
he warns people about that,
mm-hmm.
making a God and an idol out of vanity, which is wealth. Now, Solomon
mm-hmm.
was given the wealth from the Lord. And not from the other source. Not from the other source. Let's look at it like this. We're living today in a day of the soon coming of the Lord Jesus. And we're living in a generation that Matthew's talking about, this generation, Matthew 24. And we're living in what Jesus said, and this generation shall not pass away. But the Lord comes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a starting point about what generation he's talking about. When he talks in prophecy to his disciples in Matthew 24, and said, this should be the sign. And he gives these
mm-hmm.
signs, different signs preceding his coming. This sign is going to happen. Then the next sign
mm-hmm.
is closer. And the next sign,
mm-hmm.
and it's closer.
Mm-hmm.
Here, what are the signs? As we was talking last week about the second coming of Christ, and the first and more important message is about his redemption and his second coming. Now,
Amen.
There's no message more important than that. You may put the priority on certain messages, but I'm going to tell you what the most important message is that you can't miss. The most important message, Jesus died, suffered for you, redeemed you, and rose again. There is no more important message in all of the Bible.
Amen.
Not one.
Amen.
Now, if you cut out, you ain't got nothing. If you cut out the redemption, the reconciliation, and the hope that is in Christ, then you just might forget about it. Everything else don't count.
Amen.
But there are other important things that we'll do, but there's nothing more important. See, the gospel
Amen.
Is the most important thing of Christ.
Amen.
because in it, it makes you the most wealthy person to live. You're going to inherit the earth and inherit heaven. Okay. Let's see now. Today, as we share that message tonight, and we talk about the second coming of Christ and what does it mean to all of the world, to be aware that the end, when they use the word end, it's talking about the end of something that's happening. It's talking about the end of man's and Satan's rule on the earth, that sin and Satan will no longer have the upper hand or rule. No, with sin will not have dominion anymore. Now, the saints are welcoming and looking for the king to come in, and they're making ready for the bridegroom, getting ready.
Yes.
I jotted a few things down about 10 or 15 minutes ago before I got on the air. I jotted these scriptures down. I was just thinking, you know, sometimes the Lord just drops something in your mind and the last 10 to 15 minutes drops something in your heart. He said, okay. Okay, I take that, Lord. And it's about his second coming.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. About the coming of the Messiah, the King of Kings. The unexpected guests. You know, when somebody knocks on the door and they are unexpected guests and you're not prepared, and they knock on your door, I wasn't expecting you. You say, oh, I wasn't looking for you. Oh, you just popped on me. I wish you'd let me know that you were coming. And I would have prepared, right?
Amen.
And never happened to you. Unexpected guests come to your house or to your side, and you weren't prepared for guests. Wasn't looking for him. Oh, my goodness, my house, I ain't straightened up, I ain't cooked nothing, I ain't put on nothing to me, I ain't put on some clothes. I wasn't expecting you.
Mm-hmm.
But we got an unexpected guest that's coming about many people, but then there's other people who are looking for him and expecting him. They're called the bride.
Amen.
Expecting
Amen.
Him, looking for him,
mm-hmm.
waiting
Amen.
On him.
Yeah.
Caring
mm-hmm.
for him.
Yeah.
You're not going to be the unexpected guest knocking on your door, and you're not looking, not prepared. Oh, I'm getting prepared. Now, let's look at this for a few minutes. I wrote some scriptures out about the unexpected king that's coming to the world, but not to the saints. Now, I jot these things, what in? A few minutes ago, about 15 minutes, I jot these scriptures down. Because things and events are happening so quick, and prophecies look like it's speeding up, and look like the days are being shortened.
Amen.
Now, we're going to get to when Jesus spake this to him about he's going to shorten the days of time. For the elect's sake, we're not going to talk about that particular tonight, but he's made this statement that the days will be shortened, and the time will be shortened for the elect's sake, Matthew 24. Now, I'm going to read some scriptures that you might want to study, because I just jot them down about the next 15 minutes, and I wrote down, you might want to go back, and we all need to go research, study, and because we have a job to warn the whole world, to awaken.
Amen. Yeah.
To show love for them, as Christ's love for us, and be concerned. The gospel is the gospel of love and deep concern for all the earth. Now, I would jot these scriptures down about what's going to take place in this generation prior to the coming of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was going to read each of these scriptures, but I'm not going to read them. I'm just going to give you the scripture. It's about the coming of Christ and why an angel is coming, about that every time a major event happens in the world in a major time tape, God always sends an angel. Now,
yeah.
If you don't believe it, just go through the Bible all the way through. Whenever there was a special need, a special event, a timetable in the world, the Lord himself mm-hmm. would appear, or he'll send angels
mm-hmm.
with a message.
Amen.
Or a deliverance.
Amen.
Or to help win the battle against Satan.
Amen.
Or enlighten the people of God, or to warn them.
Yeah.
So if we are in the dashboard ratio, because we're living in the most crisis time in the world, surely the Lord's going to send angels with messengers to warn us, because he's a warning God, because he's a good God, and he's a loving God. So for any disaster or any major event, he always sends a messenger, because that's the nature of God, to warn and awaken people and
Amen.
Make them aware of what's coming to pass.
Amen. Amen.
I often wonder why the Lord had a plan for Noah and for 120 years. And I looked at that and said, 120 years. God is a God of precise, and he has a timetable, and he has a love
mm-hmm.
and a justice agenda. He has always got a love and a justice agenda. And his love
mm-hmm.
and mercy is shown always before justice and judgment come. Remember now,
Amen.
God showed mercy and kindness, compassion first, because that's the God he is.
Amen. Amen.
People cannot say they have not seen the mercy. They just ignored it. They shut their
Amen.
Ears to it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's always, because God never changed. When you hear that scripture, God never changes.
Uh-huh.
He never changes his way or his pattern.
Amen. Amen.
He shows mercy, kindness, long-suffering.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
Because
Amen.
He's not willing that any person perish. He said that he's not willing. 1
mm-hmm.
Timothy 2 and 4, 2 Peter chapter 3 and 9, he's not willing that any should perish. Now, look at this. I gave these scriptures. Before Jesus come, because of his compassion, not only of his mercy and love and his holiness and then his justice, then his judgment. You notice how people say God is good, but they never hardly say God is holy. Yes, that is truly. If he was only good, then he were one-dimension God. But he's not a one-dimension God. I'm sorry about that. He's good and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said he's good and.
uh-huh.
Yes.
And you need to pull off that naked dress you got on, trying to expose people to your body. Oh, God don't care about that. Oh, he don't, huh? Well, somebody pull you and rape you, are you going to care about that?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
Sometimes you have to have a what they call a holy laughter at some things. Now, people, I was just thinking today, as you look in the world today, people walk around dressed to reveal their sexual. Now, why are they dressing like that? They say, well, I'll dress what I want to dress. I say, yes, you can. But where did you get that mind? Where did you get that thought to dress like that? That's what you want to know. Why do you want to reveal your body instead of reveal the life and your character?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So you want to draw, when all these people walk around naked and their children get raped and knocked in the head, you're teaching your children that they can, men and women, dress around and they're provoking people to lust
mm-hmm.
and to sex. And
yeah.
also uh-huh. everything in the Western world, if you don't believe what I'm saying, look on the TV and look on any billboard. It's revealing sexual attraction.
Mm-hmm.
See how sexy I am.
Amen.
We might as well tell the truth. I mean, you know.
Amen.
It may not be popular, but
mm-hmm.
it may not be likable. But men are doing the same thing, you know, ain't no different, you know.
Yeah.
And they first, men weren't doing it so much black women was provoking. But now, you know, I understand that the Hebrew dressed in that day while they covered their entire body. Now, that seemed like ancient and no good. But let me tell you something. There was a reason for that.
It
was a God-given reason for that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are showing everything.
It's
now,
so true. So
nobody
true.
Ain't
Amen.
Saying
that. Amen.
So
true. It's true. It's true. Amen.
I said they're showing
Amen.
Everything and walking
Amen.
Around in downtown and in the cities and want you to look, but don't bother me. When you are advertising, what you think people, if you advertise, what you think people are going to see? They'll read the ad, don't they?
That's right. That's right.
Well, I know. And
mm-hmm.
I hate to see some of the saints, and I'm not saying they don't love God, that
mm-hmm.
God is not in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
But the saints are doing all these things that the world are doing.
They're so true. Not. So true. That is so true.
Now, what kind of job is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that excuse is? God is in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
That may be true.
Mm-hmm.
But he needs to get in your brain.
Amen.
He needs to get in your understanding that you're in a carnal, lost, sin world, and you can't walk
mm-hmm.
around and live around
mm-hmm.
and provoke all of these cursed people and provoke
mm-hmm.
them to jump on you, kill you, rape you, molest children, molest babies, and doing all this stuff, and you walk around and inviting them to do something.
That's
yeah.
right. Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Nobody don't like this. I know the church world don't even like it either. I know. God is not in my dress. But I tell you one thing. He may be in your dress, but he needs to get in your dress.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
What? Your body is a holy temple.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I said your body is a holy temple of God.
Amen.
He's both of it. Well, you can't tell
That's
me
right.
oh, God don't care about what I do, what I wear, what I go. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to fast forward and take you back to Noah's day in Sodom and Gomorrah so you can learn a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to shift everybody back to Sodom and Gomorrah and Noah's day and show it what was the great evil that existed so that he had to destroy them.
That's
mm-hmm.
so true. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody don't like to preach about Sodom and Gomorrah. No, they're preaching about money and this and stuff. Like they don't like to talk about
mm-hmm.
Sodom and Gomorrah no more. they don't want to go that. No, that's not popular. That's not popular. That's not popular. Yeah. Do you not know? When you look at the debate on the Democrats and Republicans, they get all upset when you don't agree with killing babies and abortion babies unjustly,
mm-hmm.
unrighteously.
Yeah.
They get upset when you bring up the transsexual and the bisexual
mm-hmm.
and the adultery
mm-hmm.
and the child molester. They get all, you don't have no love. No, I ain't got no love for the devil. You're right. You're right.
That's
I ain't got
right.
no love for the devil.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
You
got
to have a bold stand in this day to go for Christ, or else they'll make you compromise and take down.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So true.
Mm-hmm.
People are, if you don't have a bold upon the rock and conviction in Christ,
mm-hmm.
they will make you compromise if you're not established
Amen.
In truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But you'll be standing by yourself looking like a fool, and you're the only one making the stand. Well, you crazy, you fanatic. Y'all been programmed. Y'all been, yeah, I know. How would you like to be Noah building a boat with your two sons for 120
mm-hmm.
years and warning the people and the people just laughing and funning you, making fun
mm-hmm.
of you?
Mm-hmm. You better be sure.
Amen.
Better.
Now, this didn't go. This didn't just go on for 5 years or 2 months. This went on during the period he was building, preparing the way of deliverance for 120 years.
Amen.
You know, the average Christian, he can't stand criticism or persecution without he getting all upset and jumping out the window. I don't know why they're doing me like this. I try to live right. I try to do right. I try to live for God, and they just treat me all bad. This ain't right. Does that sound like some people?
Amen.
Even me, I complain when I get abused. What's wrong with you? Because you get a little abuse because you stand for something. What are you perfect? What you expect to get?
That's right. Amen. It's true.
Well, I'm trying to live right. It ain't right. The more I try to live right, the more they persecute me and separate me. Don't want to be bothered with me. That's a good thing.
That's right.
You just don't know.
Amen. That's right.
That's a good side to that. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know how that came up. That wasn't even on my mind, but I don't know. Amen. Hallelujah.
Necessary.
Well, glory to God. Can we say glory? Glory to the
Glory.
Can we say glory to the Most High Jesus? Can we say glory to Him?
Glory to Jesus.
Hey, glory, glory, glory to the Most High.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, we can exalt Him, exalt Him a little while. Just praise Him, lift Him up. Let's make the devil mad and make God glad. Make God glad and make the devil mad. We glory, we glory. In the risen Christ, the risen Christ. We glory
thank
on
you,
our
Jesus.
Lord
yes,
who
Lord
put up
Jesus.
With us
thank
and
you,
endured
Jesus.
And brought us with a price of His blood. We thank you, Jesus, for another opportunity to lift you up
yes,
and
Jesus.
Exalt you
thank
among
you,
the
nation. Jesus.
We thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
Your coming. You're coming. You're coming.
Thank
you're coming
you,
real
Jesus.
Soon. You're coming back soon. Help
yes,
us to get ready.
Lord
Help
Jesus.
Us to get ready to be ready.
Thank
oh, we
you,
glory
Jesus.
In the
yes,
Lamb
Lord.
Slain. We
yes,
glory
Lord
in the
Jesus.
Lamb slain, risen with power.
Yes,
we give Him some glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You ought to glory
thank
to God.
You,
your family's still here. Your lovers
yes,
right. They're still
thank
here. You ought to glory
Jesus.
In it.
Thank
hallelujah.
Jesus.
You got bread. You
yes.
got food.
Thank
you got shelter.
Jesus.
You got liberty. You got
yes,
a hope.
Lord.
You got eternal hope.
Thank
good glory,
Jesus.
Glory.
Yes,
I have
Lord
eternal
Jesus.
Hope living in me. Glory,
thank
glory,
you,
glory,
Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you,
glory,
Lord.
Glory. I got eternal
yes,
life,
Lord.
Eternal hope living inside of me.
Yes,
glory,
Lord.
Glory,
yes,
glory.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody.
Oh,
more marvelous
yes,
than
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful, wonderful,
yes,
wonderful,
Lord.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
The Lord and grace to be praised and lift
yes,
it up
Lord. Yes,
in the
Lord.
Sanctuary,
thank
in the street,
Jesus.
In the towers,
yes.
in the every
yes,
place.
Lord.
Lift Him up in the White
thank
House,
yes,
in the street
Lord.
House, in the church house.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift
thank
Him up.
You, Jesus.
Glory,
yes,
glory,
Lord.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
In
Jesus.
The King's palace, lift Him up. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise
yes, Lord.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Marvelous
yes,
name.
Yes,
we are
Lord.
Gathered together.
Oh,
another
yes,
day
Lord.
We ought to be glad for one another. We're still alive.
Yes, Lord.
And we're glad
thank
for one
you,
another,
Jesus.
But we're still here.
Yes.
Glory, glory,
yes,
glory.
Thank
wonderful
Jesus.
Jesus. Some of our
yes,
brothers get their
Lord
head
Jesus.
Cut off. My getting going to jail for Christ across the country.
Yes, Lord.
And we got all
yes,
this freedom.
Lord.
And we can't glorify God.
Yes.
We got all this liberty.
Yes,
and we can't
Lord.
Lift them
thank
up.
You,
glory, glory,
thank
glory.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank
yes.
you,
wonderful
Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Nobody like Him?
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Son of
thank
God.
You,
son
Lord
of
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He's so wonderful.
Yes,
yes
he Lord Jesus.
He's
thank
so
you, Jesus.
Wonderful.
Glory,
yes,
glory,
He's
Lord
so
Jesus.
Marvelous.
Yes,
yes Lord.
He's so magnificent.
Jesus. Yes,
wonderful.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lovely.
Yes, Lord.
Lilies
Jesus.
In the lilies of the field.
Oh,
wonderful.
Yes, Lord. Thank
marvelous,
you, Jesus.
Marvelous.
Lord,
wonderful. Patient,
you,
kind, long suffering. Forgiving,
yes,
cleansing, washing, purifying.
Yes,
glory.
Yes, thank
wonderful.
You, Jesus.
Thank wonderful.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful.
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Wonderful, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank
devil, you
Jesus.
Still a liar? Faith the Lord.
Oh,
you still a liar,
hallelujah,
devil?
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord bind you. The Lord cast you down, devil. your oppression,
yes,
your sickness,
yes,
your
Lord.
Disease. The Lord rebuke you.
Yes,
the Lord rebind
Lord
you.
Jesus.
The Lord curse the disease. Cuss the oppression.
Yes,
open the blind
yes,
eyes.
Lord
see,
Jesus.
He is
yes, Lord.
The Lord love. Great. Vivid to people. Vivid
wonderful.
Those afar off. Vivid in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord
we give
Jesus.
You glory. We give you praise.
Yes, Lord yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you,
we're going to
thank
praise
you,
him.
Jesus.
We're going to worship him. We don't
thank
care
you,
who don't
Jesus.
Like it.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord
I got
Jesus.
This liberty, got this wonderful. Privilege.
Thank
oh,
you,
yes.
Lord Jesus.
I will not be silent.
Yes,
I will
Lord
not
Jesus.
Be silent. I will not be silent.
Yes, Lord
it's
Jesus.
It's a time and a place for everything, but it's a time to lift him up.
yes,
yes,
Lord. Yes. Thank
glory
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, all the way through the Bible,
thank
to exalt
Jesus. Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Exalt him.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
The people of the
thank
world
you,
are
Lord.
Exalting every kind of abominable thing in this earth. And you mean
yes,
tell
yes.
me I can't exalt my Lord, my Redeemer, my hope?
Mm.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
It exalted every abominable Babylonian thing in our government, in our state, city government, in the streets, in our school, they're exalting
yes,
two
Lord.
Men, two women, they're exalting child, mm-hmm. I mean, they're exalting every evil work. You mean tell me I can't exalt Jesus?
Amen, mm-hmm. amen.
And I'm
going to
be silent?
Mm-hmm. My Lord, thank you, Jesus.
I can buy a ticket to one of these concerts for $250 and $1,000, and they go crazy at their concert.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody... They keep up more noise, more junk. All you can hear them for miles, and nobody don't want to shut them down.
Amen.
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 It won't
yes.
be quiet.
They go on.
Amen.
Be quiet. You might hurt the ear. The Lord's got eardrums. He might hurt his ears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to heaven because there's a lot of noise going up there.
Amen. That's so true. Amen.
Don't go to heaven. You may not like it because they praising. The angels praising.
Yes.
mm-hmm.
The Redeemer praising. I'm like, you
mm-hmm.
want to go there if you don't like it. Oh, my God. My
amen.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank
you,
let
Jesus.
The Redeemer, the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes.
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
David said, let the redeemed say so. Whom the Lord has redeemed.
Amen.
By the hand
amen.
Of the enemy. Okay. We done made somebody mad, so that's good. Amen.
Jesus.
Somebody going to be
yes.
made glad.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Jesus. Thank
people
you,
people are dying
Jesus.
Of cancer, arthritis, disease today. They're dying with all kind of cancer and disease and oppression.
Amen.
And the Lord is concerned. They have emotional problems, mental problems.
Amen.
Family problems. Money,
mm-hmm.
job problems, children
amen.
Problems, family problems, and they're having a stress.
Mm-hmm.
So we reach out to them today that Jesus
amen.
Is the one.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes,
Jesus
Lord Jesus.
Christ is the one that you need
yes,
in
Lord
your
Jesus.
Corner and in
yes,
your
Lord.
Life and
yes,
in your
Lord.
Difficult. You need him
yes,
to come
Lord
into
Jesus.
That situation. Invite him.
Yes, Lord.
But he
yes,
came
Lord.
In the world to seek and save the lost, to set the captive free, and heal
yes,
every disease, cast out
Jesus.
Every devil.
Yes,
he's
Lord.
The same Jesus Christ today,
yes.
willing to come
yes,
into
Lord.
Your problem and your difficulty.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Why don't you invite
amen.
Him?
Yes, Lord.
Why, whoever you are, why don't you invite him? He don't call no money. Invite him
amen.
Into
amen.
Your life.
Amen.
Invite him.
Yes.
Amen.
Open your door of your heart, your life, and say, I invite you. I want you. I desire.
Amen.
I heard that you blot out all my sins and all my iniquity, blot out all my oppression. That's the same
mm-hmm.
Jesus in the Bible. He's alive today. He's alive today. He's
amen.
A real Jesus today. He's not a yesterday. He's today. He's today. God.
Today.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to
thank you,
read
Jesus.
These scriptures And tomorrow, the Lord permit us, you all can, if you choose to, just limit God. I'm not taking some time. I take intrusion. But sometime, I'm older than y'all, so y'all have to shut up, be quiet. Okay. You have to respect, you gotta respect your elders now. I'm older than y'all. So, oh, they used to say you gotta respect your elders, all that stuff. But that don't, you don't see that happening too much, do you?
That's so true. Amen.
Hey, but there is so much dishonor and disrespect.
Amen, and that's
it's
so
not
true.
Call because some elder people, they act like I don't know what. And so the young people see them doing that and saying that. And so they get taught that example. But that's no respect for elder. Like Jesus said, honor the hoary head. The Bible said, honor the hoary head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're talking about the white head of the old person.
Amen.
It said, give honor to them. And it says, double honor to them that are redeemed. Double.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Them. Double. But
amen.
The unsaved and other people, you know, he said honor them.
Amen.
Even though they're not redeemed. But he said when it comes to the redeemed people, double honor you.
Amen.
That's a blessing.
Amen.
Honor and give regard and respect to the older people of your generation.
Uh-huh.
Your grandmother, your grandfather, your mother.
Amen.
That's a great
amen.
Blessing that you receive from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen.
And if you don't do it and disrespect, your days could be cut short.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
I said when we need to teach our children that you want to cut your days short, just keep messing around and being disrespectful, even though some of them deserve it.
Yeah.
Don't give it to them because they deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Because God didn't give you what you, what us need, what we deserve. So
that's right.
Even though
amen.
They may act crazy, some dogs act mm-hmm. crazy and nutty. Say, give them respect
mm-hmm.
anyway.
Amen. Go to. Amen.
Because that's a blessing that God will give you, release to
amen.
You if you do it.
That's right. Amen.
And then there's a cursing if you don't.
Amen.
There's a cursing because if you don't.
That's right. Go to.
Live long and prosper, be in health. Now, I want to read these scriptures to you. I got a little time. So, and you may want to, anyone out there, wherever you are, to look out these scriptures. If they were benefited and bless you. We are the Church of Christ with Elijah's message. We happen to be a part of the Church of Christ, but we're in the body of Christ. I'm not religious, so don't call me and say you were. I know I'm not religious. And so people always come, oh, you're very religious. No, I'm not religious. I'm redeemed.
Mm-hmm.
By the blood of Christ. I'm in the family
yes.
of God. I'm an heir and joint heir.
Amen.
I'm a son. I'm a servant. I'm a disciple. But I'm not religious.
Amen.
Well, no, I'm not religious. Jesus didn't come to give me religion. We had enough of that in the earth already. So,
amen.
I said, Jesus didn't come to give you religion.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Wow, the devil's religious. Already given religious already. He got
plenty
of that. Hallelujah. I ask
yes,
people
Lord.
Who died on the cross. Did religion die on the cross for you? No. But who died? Who suffered for? Who bear your iniquity, your sin? Well.
Jesus alone.
Yeah. Troublemaker. Troublemaker. Okay, I'm going to give these scriptures here. It's about the timetable of the end of Satan and his rule on this earth. And it's about the soon coming of the Lord and how he's going to begin to cleanse the earth. There's a cleansing. Then the Lord's going to send him a cleansing to his people and to the earth. And it's about the angel visitation that's spoken in the scripture, a messenger to come in these last days to bring a warning and an awakening that the Lord is soon to come. And it's a warning, it's about a warning of the great judgment that's coming, but more than that, it tells about the greatest spiritual awakening and the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit just around the corner. Mm-hmm. And the greatest work of God is just about unfolded, and the devil is about to receive the greatest shock, what you call the upper limb. He's about to receive the greatest shock because God, Jesus is about to do the greatest work that he's ever done on the earth.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Satan is up for a shock and a surprise.
Yes,
the Lord's about to send a sickened one,
mm-hmm.
one like the spirit. Who is this likened unto Elijah in the days
mm-hmm.
he withstood Ahab and Jezebel? That deliverance is coming, and the spirit and power of that is coming to the earth to confront the evil. Just like
Amen.
God's going to deliver, like he did, he delivered Daniel and lived the Hebrew,
mm-hmm.
and he delivered Elijah. That's how our deliverance has come. The Trump is coming. So saints
Amen.
Who stand in the holy place, they don't have to live in fear or worry. All this is happening
mm-hmm.
is not for them.
Mm-hmm.
All this trouble
Amen.
Is about to awaken the world and the ungodly and the half-baked Christians. Now,
Amen.
God about to sweep the earth. It's coming
yeah.
Amen.
Weekend.
Amen.
Now, the scriptures
okay.
that I wrote down that we need to look at, all of this is taking place before Christ comes, and we're in the last stages of it. It's like a woman getting ready in the last stage throughout the birth, and she starts having pains and birth pain and hollering because the child is near, and they, oh, and pain. Well, that's how the world is going through a travail just before.
Amen.
These two birth pains.
Mm-hmm.
The anguish of the woman having a baby and a child at the end is like, ooh, but then the joy comes immediately after the birth comes, so smile comes. Well, the earth
yeah.
is going to a travail because of sin and iniquity, and also the saints are going to trouble before the birth of the greatest move of God that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
my Lord.
The return of our Lord is imminent, coming. I wrote
yeah.
these down about 15 minutes before I came on the air. Now, here's the description. The signs being fulfilled. Now, over 30 or 40 years, I started warning people that there was no rapture. And I started telling them about the 7 day, that the 7 day has nothing to do with your salvation. Whether you meet on the 7th or 6th day or whatever day, that has nothing to do with your salvation or redemption. And as I warned them over 40 years ago, that you're looking for a rapture, and you better be looking for a holy place to stand in. So, amen. So that
means
it's popular.
Amen.
Now, let me read these scriptures that you may look. We're going to read what the angel messenger that comes today and what he's bringing. And I'm going to give a few. It's a lot more, but I'm just giving a few. It's a lot more. Message 86
okay.
and 18. Angel's message, 86 and 34. Angel message, 90 and 7 verse. The angel's message, 90 verse 17. To verse 18. The angel's message that speaks today in message 96, verse 4 to 8. The angel, the revelation in the Bible, Revelation 16, verse 12 to 5. Revelation chapter 19, verse 9 to 16. Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah 26, verse 20 to verse 24. So Matthew's 24, 3, and 5. Now, there's one more I put in there. It was in message 96, from verse 6 to 10. Okay. No, I already gave you message 96, verse 4 to 8 already.
Yeah.
So these are something that you might want to go in relation to the end of this age and the kingdom of Christ coming to be set up. And it's very interesting about these things that are happening today, and people are wondering, is God speaking today? Does he speak today? that's a troubling thing, because certain parts of people who call themselves Christianity, good people, wonderful people, Bible-believing people, do not believe that the living God speaks today. They believe that he stopped talking, stopped working, stopped doing this. I don't know what they think. He went on a vacation. He stopped doing this. But many parts of them does not actually believe that he speaks and visit his people today as he did in the former days. They have got theologians who got degrees and doctor degrees who are blinded and ignorant to this truth. Mm-hmm. Not that they don't love God. I'm not saying they don't love God mm-hmm. or they don't love Jesus. I'm saying they are blind to this certain truth.
Mm-hmm.
They're ignorant to
mm-hmm.
certain truths. That's what divides Christianity, because they argue about the division is about some major and minor things.
Mm-hmm.
Major and minor. So these things we need to look at. What did Jesus say about what would occur prior to his coming? And the world is in confusion. Can't we see the confusion that's going all over the earth? Do we not see the confusion among mankind in probably every nation of the earth now?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
The distress of people.
Yeah.
We got more people under stress as we close. We got more people upset, frustrated, upset, depressed, want to commit suicide. Give me a drink to help me to get through. Give me a cigarette smoker. Give me a shot so I can get through.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because they're under so much oppression.
Yeah.
Without hope. I call it without hope, and they don't see it in a way. And as we close, in America, we kind of had a derision and division because we're having so much confusion in our federal government. And a part of this study is about what's next going to come to pass. Is China and Russia getting ready to invade us? Does the scripture talk about that?
Amen.
What happened today in Israel when they're attacking Iran? Is that a sign in the scripture that world war is about to break forth in all the earth? We need to know and warn the people about what next coming to pass so that they can prepare their lives to stand up on the rock, salvation. China,
okay.
Hallelujah. The reason I go into prophecy because we must know what's coming to pass so we can tell the people like Noah in his day.
Yeah.
Noah warned the people for over 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the more he warned, the more hard-hearted they got. Don't you see the hardness of people today, and you feel so compassionate for them?
Mm-hmm.
And God prayed soft in their hearts. As we come tonight and tomorrow night, maybe we'll talk further about the end of time and what our hope is. And it's not in Donald Trump or Mr. Biden, so I can get that clear right now.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So I can get that clear right now. It's not in Mr. Biden, and it's definitely not in Trump or DeSantis
mm-hmm.
and all those people.
Yes.
If you're looking to them for your deliverance, you're looking in the wrong place, sister, bro, wherever you
Amen.
Are.
So true, so true.
You're going to be greatly disappointed.
Amen.
Not by man, but by my spirit, says the Lord. All right, now. As we close, if anybody out there need to make a decision about Jesus, that Savior who died for you and rose again, you can say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner lost. I need a Savior. Invite him, and by faith, he'll come. And
you
baptize in Jesus' name. Yeah, okay. And invite the Holy Spirit to be your God. We love you tonight. We'll look tomorrow night. So, dear sister and brother, look for y'all tomorrow night. I hope you look into these scriptures. They may be a blessing that you can share with the people around the world. Love you.
Amen.
Appreciate brother moderator, brother Durant, our brother elder, Talk Brock Radio, Durant, Mississippi, broadcasting 7 p.m. mostly every day, most times, the brother and our brother in Christ. And may his be blessed.
Amen.
Blessed. Look,
amen.
Tomorrow
amen.
Night, the Lord permit us. Same time, same station.
Amen.
Amen.
Once again, as my brother said, we will see you, Lord, say the same tomorrow night. We love you all. May God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.